personally. What I understood. And the lecture you've just heard in the last hour is the lecture of introduction. Applaud. The reason I wanted you to do that is because I don't want to waste any time on this. Now, I've got an awful lot of space to cover with you in a week, and then you've got an awful lot of space to cover to catch up with it. That's for sure. That's for sure. Now, this little gimmick known as knee meter, who's got one? Is the thing that should first capture your attention, should be the subject of your concentration. Learn to eat off of it, sleep with it, and think while looking at it. It's a very, very important thing, this E-meter. This E-meter is sufficiently important that I don't think you could clear a case without it. You're not psychic like I am. I don't think you could clear anybody without this. I really don't. Climbing into people's skulls and looking around and so forth, let that be reserved to the early days, huh? I even used to go so far as to hold people's pulses to find out when they get a pulse race. That works too. Watch their chests. Watch their foot positions. There isn't any reason for you to be psychic, because it just plain wears you out. Your attention starts pulling down in the course of 2 or 3 hours of session and so on. You can watch people's chests and see whether or not they heave sighs, and watch their feet and look for agitation and listen to voice intonation and all that sort of thing. But it is a very unreliable method of telling whether or not somebody's agitated, because very often it's when they get quiet that it's really hitting. Got that? Now, you would never know when a process was flat unless you watch this tone arm. You watch that tone arm, and don't you go leaving the tone arm high and thinking you flattened a process, because you haven't. If you're running the right process, this tone arm will come down properly. Now, don't expect, perhaps, in the first few sessions on a real red-hot case that you're going to get this tone arm down very far. You may not get it down for several sessions. But once you've got the thing tamed down, you've got the case more or less whipped, solved, then the tone arm factor becomes very, very, very important. And when you run a process, you will see, for instance, running a man, you'll see this thing, just at the start of the session, he'd be cool as a cucumber and probably sitting down here around 3. Then you start running the thing and you find it graduating upstairs. Well, look at here, don't you leave that upstairs and say end of session, because it'll come right back downstairs again and hit on 3. And you'll find the needle will get looser and looser and looser as you run it, and these up and down variations will get more and more frequent. They will occur in less time space. You'll have this sensitivity, you see, turned clear on down here to practically nothing, and anything the pre-clear does on this particular process will be kicking this tone arm way back and forth. That doesn't mean he's clear particularly, but it means he's clear on what you're running. He's getting clearer and clearer, and then your tone arm comes down here. And finally, you will be able to just go on saying the auditing command, and nothing happens to the needle, and nothing happens to the tone arm, and it's flat. You got that?